Hi, Steve. Can you hear me? Steve?
Yes, sir. I can hear you. So I heard from Peter, Paul, Mike, and Doug, all of which said they would be able to attend tonight. So we should quickly get a quorum. We can quickly approve this amendment and we can close up business for the night.
Can you hear me, Steve?
I didn't hear that, Kurt.
You didn't hear me. I'm having trouble with my microphone.
Okay.
Hey, folks.
Hi, Mike.
How we doing?
Well, we got three out of the four that we need. So we're in good shape.
All right. Six are out.
Yeah.
Tick alert.
What alert?
Tick alert. Ticks, deer ticks.
Oh, okay. All right.
Let me see. I'm looking for your revised document here.
Yeah, it should be the driveway number four. I think it's dated 2/10. Driveways draft number four is what we're talking about tonight. And we need one more person and we can have our meeting. I just told Kurt before he got on that I'd heard from Paul and Peter and Doug that they would be able to attend. So, and here is Peter.
Good.
Evening, Peter.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, knock it off. All right. We'll wait a minute or so for a couple other folks to join us, but we have a quorum right now, so that's good.
Can you hear anything?
Can you hear me now, Steve?
Yeah, Kurt, I can.
Okay. We got four.
Yeah, I'll give folks one more minute and then we can call the order and do this. Is this up on the screen for people to see?
I don't see anything on the screen.
Okay, I got to figure out how to do that.
Welcome to World News America on PBS and around the globe. As the war in Ukraine rages for a 12th day, Russian and Ukrainian...
Are you trying to share a document?
Yeah. I'm trying to... Why I can't do that.
Well, everybody should have a copy of it. It was in the...
Yeah.
In the agenda that was posted on the website.
Russia and Ukraine accusing each other of
Uh-oh, we don't have a quorum.
Oh, no. He'll be back.
You sent it out to everybody, too, right? A copy of that?
Yes. Yeah. The 40-mile-long convoy of Russian armored vehicles remains close to the capital, Kiev, but has made little progress in recent days. The city of Afrin, Russian troops are now 16 miles from the city boundary. BBC's international correspondent, Roy Gearin, reports from Afrin, which is under heavy bombardment, crucial to Russia's advance. But he still moves, though he's shaking. But he salutes his courage that carries on. The desperate exodus from your kin today. Okay, come on, guys. Here we go.
Oh, Mike is back.
Peter's here.
How are you up for?
Okay.
We can't get any sound.
We can hear you.
We can hear you, Pete.
Sound.
Okay. All right, so it's 5:34, so let me call this special meeting to order, 5:35. We have four members of the board here, Kurt, me, Peter Thornton, and Mike Lingley. Four members represents the quorum. The only item on the agenda tonight is to approve the revised parentheses correct version of the driveway amendment, which we weren't able to do at our last meeting because of my mistake in not sending it around. So everybody has got a copy of the revised amendment. The basic change from what we had previously looked at was recognizing that there already existed a section 16.4b, so we couldn't just add that as we proposed to do originally. We had to put the new language in a different section, which we have done with a new 16.4d. The rest of the amendment is the same, and it's been approved, discussed a number of times, approved in concept at least twice. So I think we can if people are ready, I would move that we pass the amended driveway provision. Need a second?
I'll second it.
Michael Lingley.
Okay.
Whatever. Either or. Okay.
All in favor? Aye.
Peter. He can't hear us.
Sign language?
I don't speak sign language.
Well, actually, to be very technical,
we can do it in chat.
Well, we have 3 out of 4. We don't have to have 4 members passing. We just have to have 4 members to be in a quorum.
Oh, good catch. Good catch.
So all in favor is 3, and we'll have Pete as if he can't. Peter, can you hear us?
No, he can't.
Okay. So we'll send him the chat, and Pete can see if we can do this.
I was just doing that. You can go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. If he wants to weigh in.
Hey, Pat, you right there?
There he is.
The other two routes take those who are fleeing. Is he back?
We can hear Peter, but I'm not sure Peter can hear us. Our correspondent Sarah Rainsford sent this report from Ukraine. Thank you. It's burning again. A Russian speaking city bombed by Russian planes, battered by Russian shells. It's all done the Putin says is to protect Russian speakers. These troops are destroying their homes and their lives. The woman who filmed this footage.
How do I do this?
Mute my.
Valentina
mum to safety today. She told me she wants one thing now, for NATO to stop Russian planes flying over Ukraine. We see them, she said, and it's terrible. We found families from Kharkiv here in Dnipro today, trying to flee even further. But it feels like half this city is now leaving too, lining up for evacuation trains as soon as the curfew lifts.
Shelling, bombing, and really long, okay. And it was the return of the situation because everything started, our homes, it was like, I don't know how to tell it, but
can't get it to go here, kids.
We can hear you, Peter. Well, Kurt, we have three of the four have voted aye on the amendment. So I think we have got a majority vote in favor of the members who were present. So
Steve, is he on the Zoom? Can you see him?
Yes. Yeah, I can, and we can hear Peter, but apparently he cannot hear us.
Put a sign up in front of you, just saying, "I need your vote on this."
Kurt just sent him something.
There's a technical difficulty here.
Yeah. What did you say, dear?
Peter, we need your vote on this.
Back further.
Too close?
I can't read it. I know that. I can't get it. Yeah, okay. Hey, Pat. Come here a minute.
What are you seeing where you are?
I can't get the voice to come on here. You got a second?
We can hear you.
Okay, wait a minute, boys. I don't know why I'm not. Why it won't not see here? Mute.
They're desperately trying to make their way to this part of the country. As we see,
I can't hear them.
We can hear you, Peter.
Now they say we can hear you.
Can you hear me? Can't hear you.
They can.
Yeah, I can't hear them.
Yes, we hear you.
Yes, I can hear you. Where's your volume thing? You just may have your volume turned down.
Volume, where is it?
Can you use the chat function? Chat?
Don't click anything on it.
I think we're making some progress here with Pat.
So people are doing whatever they can. Mostly the men are going to the front lines trying to fight. The women are making helmets, for example.
Steve, do you see my chat message?
Yes.
Here to say that the authorities are working towards trying to create some kind of dialogue, and that these rounds of talks continue, although they have broken down, and we are expecting another round of talks on Thursday, where the two foreign
now ministers, detect your speaker.
Of Russia, Sergei Lavrov, and the foreign minister of Ukraine,
there you go. Now you're starting to get it.
This is the most high level.
How about now? Can you hear us?
Now yes. We're getting there.
There you go.
Hang on here a second.
There you go, Peter.
I had to bring the experts in.
We can hear you, but all we can see are your glasses up, Peter. So you may want to adjust.
We can take that.
There you go. All right. So we had a motion to accept the revised driveway amendment.
Right.
Motion. I made the motion. Kurt and Mike seconded it. So all in favor?
Aye.
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 Great, we have all four. Thank you. All right, wow. So this is the only item on the agenda. Just one other, I guess two other bits of information to let you know.
Right.
I had an email from Matt Byers about a schedule for doing a site plan review for the bakehouse.
Right.
And I think I shared that with everybody. I hope I did.
Yes.
I responded to Matt with a proposed schedule.
Right.
Matt followed up with me with a document that he found at City Hall, which is the findings of fact for a site plan review for the location, the bakehouse, 264 Island Avenue, I believe, or 262, which was done in 2014, which is for a 20-seat paper service restaurant, a mixed store and restaurant.
Right.
And so based on, with a overboard discharge permit, which doesn't expire for another 5 years. So I believe Matt's position is going to be they don't need to come to the planning board for a site plan review, that that's their current operational approval.
Right.
And that's what they're going to go with for this year. So I had been thinking we might have two site plan reviews. We're now down to one, it looks like, possibly one, because I haven't yet heard that the McElhaney's are going to apply for site plan review for the Hard Shell Cafe. I will share that email that I got from Matt with you all. I also got another one from Phil Saucier related to the driveway and easement issue. I asked Phil if someone for a lot of record had a easement or right of way, if that would be classified as a private way under our new definition, and Phil said yes, it would. So if you have a lot of record and you have a easement or a right of way that existed when the town became a town, that can constitute a private way for the purposes of our discussion tonight in terms of access. So I'll share that with
thorough.
You all too.
Very thorough. Very thorough. Good job.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's all the business I had for tonight. Our next scheduled meeting is third Monday third Monday in March, which actually we're not doing on third Monday. The 22nd of March is our next meeting.
It's going to be Tuesday, not Monday.
Yeah, 22nd of March, and I'll have an agenda out a week before for us to consider. But we're working our way through our agenda for this year. So thank you for your help in that.
Okay.
Good. Any other discussion tonight? Okay.
Clear.
Our technical difficulties made us go a little bit longer than we wanted to.
Well,
I call the meeting adjourned at 5:46. Thank you all for taking the time to be to do this tonight.
No problem. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you. Cool.